Y'all ready?
Yeah.
We ready. And we back. 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 We back again. With another episode of Simple Genius Podcast. We have, of course, me, Julian. Ones and twos.
Threes and fours.
We got Dave.
Hey, hey, hey.
Not tipsy today.
Not tipsy today.
He doing good.
Keeping it
calm. I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
He's also drinking sugared alcohol.
Sugar, but that's malt liquor.
Hey, Dave. I'm going to tell you right now. Last week, man, I enjoyed you, man. it's nothing wrong with getting turned, man. You at home in the den. Fuck it.
Right. You in the comforts of your home. You can do what you want to do.
So I don't want you to be like, yo, I gotta chill in your own fucking shit.
Nah,
get fucked up.
Nah, I'm kind of tired too, so I don't want to drink too hard either, because my ass will fall right asleep in this chair.
I
will be knocked the hell out.
I feel like everybody's in the same mode.
Hey, right. So, hey, you know what? All right,
hold on, I gotta finish introducing y'all.
You've introduced everybody.
No, I didn't. Only introduce me and Dave.
Yep.
And okay. We got, of course, S dot.
Yes, sir.
On the mic. Yes, ones, sir. Twos, threes, and fours. And of course, we are welcoming back the lovely, beautiful, voluptuous.
Danielle is here. Hello. Yeah. Don't do the most.
Danielle.
Thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and sing that song right quick? Give us a little note.
Baby.
Sean, why you?
You know I really want to love you.
Go ahead, boy.
Sean, why you even started?
That was the song I sung her.
That is not the song.
When we first met on the phone.
If y'all believe that, y'all crazy.
Go ahead, Jewel.
You know, you got to serenade them sometimes.
Yeah. That's my nigga right there.
Yeah, all that.
So we were having another conversation about being in a certain situation. Do you want to introduce the situation?
So I was discussing some. No, what was that?
We were talking about it this morning.
Yeah, we talked about it this morning. So it was a picture.
Talking to the mic.
Oh, it was a picture that I saw, and it said, if you let your homegirl stay with you, and she was on the couch sleeping, and
she was awake.
Well, she was awake. She was actually like
looking
posing.
She was looking at TV or something.
Oh, I missed that part. I thought she was asleep.
That's why I said.
No.
That's
why
I told her she gotta find the video.
Okay, hold up. Go ahead and explain.
She's
what
thoroughly
happening.
Awake. She's awake watching TV, and she just have on like a tank top, but she don't have no bra on. So her titties is like on the side, like just hanging out.
Titty hanging out.
And then
out.
She had on like shorts that had her behind hanging out. Mm. And so you ain't home. But your man is home. So.
Well, that's a problem right there.
Yeah.
Why is she at the house when you ain't?
Because she's staying. Because she's staying there.
Well, I mean, because she's staying there. That's your best friend.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking she was staying over. I didn't know she was actually living with
you. Or even if she was staying, like, I wouldn't. If my best friend was home with you, I wouldn't trip. I'd leave. Like, I wouldn't be like, I got to stay home.
Because you got to trust. You trust me and you trust her.
Right. So that's, you know what I mean? That's why I was saying, like, maybe this girl thought she could trust her best friend until the situation came up to where she got her titties out on the couch.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. As a female and you over your girl's house, would you be in your girl's house with just her, you and her man, with your titty out and your ass out?
No, but I mean, all girls are not like that.
Okay, so now that you said that,
yeah.
Now let's hear it from a man's point of view, what we would do. Okay, Jules, how would you approach it?
Okay. So what's the situation? I'm walking downstairs.
Yeah, you walking to make a sandwich, and she on the couch watching TV. At work
with that titty out and that ass out.
And I just happen like, y'all gotta see the picture though. I don't know if you can bring up the picture. But
I mean, the scenario is enough. But
you gotta
see
the picture.
Of course, I am all about seeing the pictures of titties and ass. But
all right, so in the picture is like a female sitting on the couch, right. like she just looking at TV, just casually chilling. Like you would chill at your house, she was chilling at her house.
So she feels
like
she's
comfortable.
At home.
And she just had like a, you know how girls wear like their dudes tank tops.
The little wife beater.
Yeah, but except, of course, you know, our wife beaters might be a little bit too big for them. So, you know, a little extra.
Shit, my titty hang out with my wife beater.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Right. So we know. You know what I mean? And then you walk. All right, so I'm walking downstairs. Be simple. So I'm walking downstairs and I see this female. What would Julian do? Okay.
Be childish.
The first thing I would do, of course, peripherally look out my peripherals, and I and then I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna go in the kitchen, and I'm gonna be like, yo, what you got on, yo? You not gonna change? We got some clothes if you need. So I'm gonna suggest something to where she gonna put some type of clothes on. I ain't just going.
So is this the first night she's staying over?
See, that's that. I mean, it really don't matter.
It really don't matter. She
well, it does matter as for it. No, all right. The reason why I say it matters, if it's her first night staying over. All right, say for instance, it's the third or fourth night that she was staying over, but she was wearing something different. Okay, this third, you see where I'm going at?
All right.
Now, this third night, she's doing this. Is this a setup for your wife saying that this is a setup? Let me see if I can trust him, that type of thing. Mm. Now, if it's the very first night, you're still going to ask that question. That, is this, all right, we're going to straighten this out in the very beginning.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to have to, you know.
If it was the first night and I seen... If it's the morning and she's not there and I see a girl with her titty out the first night, then I'm going to think that friend has ulterior motives. Like,
well, that's what I said.
Because she knows, because I'm pretty sure she's going to let her know that I'm here or I'm in the house still.
Vice.
So if you know I'm in the house, then it's no way you cannot know that you need to have some type of cover-up clothes on.
Correct.
So if it's the first night, or the first day, and I'm walking down, like, and she told me, like, she woke me up, like, oh, hey, such and such is here downstairs.
Right.
Don't be scared. I just told her she could stay down. And then I walk downstairs, and I see titty hanging out the side. Then, in my mind, I'm going to be like, she's trying to get some.
Well, that's why I said it's on both. It goes both ways. As for maybe it's the third night, then she dressed that way.
Because
she already knew better. But the very first night, in both nights, I'm going to think,
either that night, she's supposed to be.
That's my whole point.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
So, when you leave the house, are you gonna go and let your girl know? Look, I'm out of the house, or you gonna at least stick your head in and check on her? You know what I'm saying?
Like, are you gonna see the girl?
Are you gonna at least check on her? You know what I'm saying? Because you leaving your man in the house.
Well, that's my whole point. As for is it a setup from the wife? Whether it's the first night or the third night type thing.
And I mean, for me, it's hard for me to put myself in a situation because I can't really, like, I probably would just be like I can imagine my best friends now from like college. Like, I would be like, all right, y'all, I'm out, and not think twice about none of that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But if I had a friend like that, she wouldn't even be in the house in the first place.
No, I asked that question because, you know, as you leaving the house and you just like, yo, I'm gone, you know, just let her know. That way you will see her titty in the ass hanging out. Look, my man in the house, you need to get yourself together.
But don't you know, but I'm, as a female, I think that we know those kind of girls. Like, we can feel those kind of vibes. Why that, you know what I mean? Like, I guess I'm kind of going
off
the top. Because you can feel like, you know girls who do the most. Like, you know girls who just do extra because.
We don't.
Well, y'all don't, but as females, we do. We know girls that just be like extra for no reason. Like, I'm never going to bring a friend that I know is just like extra flirtatious or extra busy in front of my man. Like, I'm just not going to do that. So, if you know what I mean,
and so
I know
so
exactly probably what shouldn't even so been in you the
would
house.
Not you
exactly I know exactly what you mean.
So you would not check on, you would not just like, yo, I'm out, da da da, and you just gonna go on out the house.
If it was a friend that was like that, who's free spirited, that I probably would have known, she probably would been coming with me outside the house.
All right, cool.
And see, that, well, it's so many other factors that you have to add in with that. Because, like you said, if you are, is this your first time ever meeting the friend?
Course, no.
So you already know how this friend is anyway, whether or not she's super flirtatious and all that.
Because you can tell
not
those,
necessarily.
You can get those vibes off people. Like, you know
what I mean? Yeah, yes, you can. Like, that's what I said. If this is not the first time you meeting her, and if you paying attention to how she act, you know whether or not she's trying to set you up or... Or whether or not... And then you have to have the other fact that as to where... Did you have an argument with your wife? And or if your wife thinking thinking he's cheating.
I mean,
or
not
so
only
forth,
that,
like
the
that.
girl could have been down there downstairs or wherever she might have been at, just getting herself off. You know what I'm saying? And then forgot all
about. Well, that's what I said. It's so many. It's so many factors
asleep,
involved.
And fell asleep
with, that.
With a.
That's why. That, well,
out.
That's
man,
my whole
man,
point.
That's
it's so many
too.
Different
yeah, you
factors
know
going on with that.
Ah, right, that's a fact.
But look,
I mean, I done fell asleep many times.
She tried. Look, she tried to compare. She tried to compare that to a woman with her titty like halfway out. To like, she said, but what if one of your homeboys was out and his dick was out on the couch? But I'm like, hold up. First of all, a dick and a titty is two different things.
No, it's not.
You gotta pull your dick out your pants.
You gotta pull the dick out.
Yeah,
you gotta pull your dick out your pants. And if you
gotta pull
you,
your titty out of a shirt.
No, you
no,
don't.
Your titty can just
some
hang.
Titty can
Sean
just
said
out.
His titty falls out of his damn.
I'm not listening to Sean. Sean is being childish. We're not listening
yeah.
to Sean.
But I told her, I'm like, first of all, if you my friend and your dick is not, if your dick is out and you're not in the bathroom, that's a whole problem anyway. Because you gotta take your dick out. Ain't like your dick just gonna be like, oh man, let me just fall
okay.
out.
Okay. This turn the tables. So, two, you like I said, if I got my homeboy in the house, my homeboy. Now this is just my homeboy,
like your best friend,
my
like
homeboy,
your brother.
my nigga.
Yeah.
And I'm in the house, and I'm leaving, and my girl in the house. She might go in there and see him with his pee-pee out, his dingling out. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, he might have been playing with himself, whatever.
No, he better
but,
not be
but,
playing with his.
But
self.
the thing about it. The thing about it, I know my nigga.
Well, that's my whole point.
Nigga would not fool with my
yeah.
with my property.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You, I mean, it's the same thing
you're
that
not
I was trying
to yourself,
say earlier.
Yeah.
I wouldn't set myself up. I wouldn't bring no girl that I knew was like that. First of all, I probably wouldn't hang with nobody like that anyway because I don't like extra females. But that's probably wouldn't even be a setup. That would be she wouldn't even be in the house. And if she was like that, she'll be gathering her things and coming with me out the door.
Yeah, when you leave.
Yeah, because I don't
yeah,
because
you're not even gonna give. I'm not even gonna give you a chance to entice
yeah.
my man.
No, it's no need. But yeah, I can't.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no competition, nothing. You just
yeah.
ain't. You ain't. You
it ain't even right. It's
ain't,
not even
nah,
that deep.
No. Nah.
Just gather your things.
It's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, woman. The, when the woman, the queen of the house gone.
Gather your things.
The ladies gotta go. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So, Dave. Mm-hmm. Where you at with it?
I already said it's so many other factors involved with that as to where,
Lordy.
Like you said, as for y'all just basically answered everything.
You try to make it complicated.
No, I'm not making it complicated. Y'all just answered all the problems. You said you know how your friend
right,
is,
right? No, I see what
and
you're saying.
That's why I was asking: is this the first night or the third night, or whether or not y'all had arguments and so forth, whether or not just set up.
That's understood. Yeah.
Right. Well.
That's a lot.
I couldn't do it.
But I'm going to just say, if my homeboy
but
is
I am
in the
look.
House with his dick out, we scrapping straight up. That's a scrap.
I mean, he might be looking at porn.
But all right, so that
you look
basically
at porn
you saying,
in the bathroom. That's the only place your dick need to be out.
So you don't know your boy then, if he's willing to do something like that.
But I'm
right?
saying, that's when the ass whooping will commence.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think my boy would go that low. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, if your boy would go that low, that means you don't know your boy.
He ain't my boy.
And then he ain't my boy, and he got to go immediately. It wouldn't be no more dick on the
on
the couch.
Why your dick out on my couch? My,
right,
my lady slate.
That's being.
And it ain't just my lady, my kids.
Yeah, you got kids.
Yeah, you up there jacking it.
You're being strange.
Jacking
sir.
For beats.
Who?
No, I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah, my friend. Yeah,
I'm like, you so you're being weird. You have to go.
Yeah, you gotta go.
You have to gather your things.
You be scared. You run.
I would. I'd be like, I don't understand what's going on right now. And I would
She'd
run.
Be like, you would call me immediately. I already know you.
Yeah, that makes me
You'd
nervous.
Be like, such and such is,
I don't want to see anybody else's thing.
Don't get mad, but that's, such and such as his penis.
It's mad weird.
Well, that's what I was
room.
Saying when they had the, when y'all first came out with the scenario, as she was downstairs, I was thinking the wife is already upstairs in bed, and you just went down to get a sandwich and so forth. That's how I took that.
It could be anything.
That could be that, too.
That was we just giving that one scenario, but it could be that scenario.
Yeah, it could be.
Well.
She just upstairs. Y'all both sleep. You wake up first to go to the
kitchen.
All right,
yeah. So,
all right,
so are you at, you telling your wife, hey, she out there with her titty out.
Oh, yeah.
If she's wide awake, though.
If
the friend is wide awake or she fell asleep and the damn titty fell out.
Well, if she fell asleep and the titty came out, gonna just be like,
well, first of all, she has to. Why she'll are you have talking
if she sleep? She sleep. Huh? Go back to bed upstairs. What you all downstairs?
No, I'm not talking.
Make
I know.
A sandwich.
No,
make
no, no, no. Wait, wait. What? Huh?
If the girl is asleep and her titty is out, yeah. Why are you up in there saying, nothing?
I'm not talking to her. I'm talking about. Right. I would come to you.
Oh, all right.
If you were still there, I would go back
so
upstairs.
What you making niggas about
they sleep? No, I would go back upstairs and be like, shorty got her titty out, and then I ain't say nothing. She sleep, but. You just might need to go let her know.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you didn't, and then you
yeah, and then you and then you go downstairs and you know I've been downstairs.
Right.
Like, was her titty out the whole time? So you ain't gonna tell me her titty out? Right. How long was you down there looking at her titty?
Right.
Did you take pictures?
Like yeah. Right. Did you touch it? Did you suck it? Did you do
what? What the fuck was y'all doing? Yeah. I'm up here asleep. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So it's better if I just come upstairs, make the hit that Yui before I even go do what I'm doing. Like, look.
See, that's what I was thinking y'all were talking about in the very, very beginning.
Yeah, you had a different scenario twist on it. Yeah.
I agree with that. Well,
that is a crazy situation, though.
That's very crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't show us that picture. I'm upset with
she
you.
Couldn't
I was
find
trying
it.
To look for it, but I couldn't.
Because it was on Instagram. Bet. That was this morning, so who knows? They done posted so much stuff since then.
Yeah, I don't know where I saw it at. Well, I'm not really. Was it this? Yeah. But if I find it, I'll. Show
so,
it.
All right, I got a question, mm-hmm. Danielle. All right, these dreadheaded dudes that you was messing with, mm-hmm. Did you ever approach any of them?
Nope. Julie was the only person I told ever
that
approached.
Glow, boy.
Really?
Told what? You, I never thought, yeah. I never believed in approaching a dude before. I never believed that.
All right, hold up. Y'all approached over social media, right? Mm-hmm.
Tell them yeah. Who you is, cuz.
So. Right. You must don't know, Dave. Yeah, we you must don't know the type of juice that's dripping through his veins.
Yeah, I don't want to know either.
You know.
You're not worried about
you know.
It. But,
you feel it. Got that juice dripping, that Hicks juice. Just ew. Flowing. just flowing
thank
through.
You, Dave. Can we continue? Change the subject back to
that's
the original
fine.
Question.
Y'all can ill it up all y'all want to. All
right, so what social joint y'all meet off?
Remember we met on POF?
That
was the last
plenty
episode.
Of fish, yeah. Oh,
okay.
We talked
plenty
about that
fish.
With Ashley right. And them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Plenty of fish. She sent me a DM. We were talking for about an hour.
I think you was trying to put me on that junk.
Yeah.
And
yep.
We were for my dating stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I told you about
oh,
it.
Oh, you're not dating anymore.
Yeah, I ain't doing no more dating. I'm too old. I'm too old and this shit was too crazy for me.
Was it too much?
I mean, I can get buck wild again, but I'm too
of
old
course,
for it.
Of course.
And if I get started, it ain't going to stop.
Once you pop the fun, don't
it's
stop.
It's like crack. I'm trying to tell you. But we ain't gonna do us that on the nut.
So what type of woman are you looking for, young Dave?
That's what I want to know. Because I feel in my heart that, like, Dave, you're going to find somebody great. What are you looking for?
I'm going to bring her to your doorstep.
Please do. I hope I'm invited to the wedding.
Yeah, y'all tripping.
What?
Y'all tripping.
What you like? You like exotic, you like chocolate.
Hey, you know the funny part
you
about
like
it?
Stringy tops.
At first, I thought I had a type, but it varies so much now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's definitely a vibe. Cause if you go out, you see beautiful women all the damn time.
All the time.
But certain ones just have that certain vibe. That's the way you have to.
So
approach.
you looking for?
No, it's a vibe thing. That's all it is.
Surface.
So, no.
So all right. So as
no,
far as
it ain't
as
surface far, because, like I said,
but
I
as far,
see beautiful women all the damn time.
But as far as initial attraction, it's looks physical.
Of course, you. I mean, you know that old saying: "Don't judge a book by its cover." Or mm-hmm. You have to judge the cover's going to bring you in. The cover's going to tell you what's there. Now, once you want to turn the page, that's a whole different
story.
So
you telling me if Buck Ugly came through the door right now?
You be like, but it's a
open,
vibe, though. It's a vibe.
And she got that vibe.
Exactly.
It wouldn't matter how
yeah,
she looked?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It go with the
what
vibe.
What if she's in a wheelchair?
Ju, you taking it too deep, yo.
Like I said, go with
no,
the vibe.
No, I'm not, because I asked her the same question. I said, what if I first met her in the wheelchair after we first talked? She said she would walk away.
I would just, you know, I just feel like that's it's too much going on in this world for us to ask questions like that.
What?
Because I feel like that's not right. to well, that's not that right. question because it's just not right, Julian.
So if I was in a wheelchair,
I feel like that's not a legit question.
After
to ask
us
somebody.
Talking, say we was talking for a month, I was in a wheelchair and I pulled up in a wheelchair to the first date. What you gonna do? But you know me, you know the inside of the book, everything. You feeling me? But I just pull up in a wheelchair, so all that's out the door, out the window now.
Why would he ask me this question?
Dancing machine. Why won't you answer the question?
First of all, because
she know the answer.
In the beginning, because in the beginning we were too fresh. Like, not saying that would not, like I'm not. But see, I don't want to sound like I'm like.
You already did. Sorry. It's on tape.
Julian, I'm not gonna talk to you if you were in a wheelchair. Unfortunately, that's not me being mean. It's just me. Damn. Just like if I was out here crip walking.
The juice ain't that good.
But I've also learned to love you. I'm on a different juice, level of love with
the
you.
The juice is
you ain't gonna learn because you just said if he in a wheelchair, you're gonna mess with him.
So now I can't say that about you now. Like if you were, like if we'd be together now and then you got in a wheelchair
now. What if I was
now,
rich?
If you were rich, what?
And I was in a wheelchair. And I was a billionaire, and I'm like, look.
Well,
so
you
love
already
you.
Know money,
you
don't,
Kevin
money
Hart
don't impress
movie.
Me, so
I
I'm
love
not.
You. Oh, the upside, I still ain't seen that.
That's
I want to see it. I want to see that though.
That's a bad movie.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't date me if I was in a wheelchair,
Julian.
You already dated me with bad knees.
What's what I'm saying? Because that you were my husband by then, so at this point, I don't have like that's you. I'm with
that
you.
Was temporary too.
Yeah, and she's,
and that's what I'm saying. Like I said in the beginning, it was too early. I wasn't in love with you. I wasn't like I was loving you. I was willing to take you for who you are.
So okay,
you know what I mean. Like okay. Now, if you were to get in a wheelchair now, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be with you because you're my husband.
And I'm gonna go deep. I'm gonna go real deep with that. So you asking her, would she date you in a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when does she say yeah, mm-hmm. and then when does she come to you and say, well, I want to have sex now? Mm-hmm. And you're not able to have sex. So are you going to allow her to break
I'm
going to
let her know beforehand.
His arms and mouth work.
But that's not sex.
What? That's not sex.
That's not
sure a, it is. It, penetration involved, right?
No, if my penis don't
are
work,
we
it ain't
three
no penetration.
Years old?
What's that thing called? Oral sex.
But that's not
right?
penetration.
Yeah. You said
I
sex.
Mean, she want the real
but he
thing.
Said
oral
he said,
sex.
He said penetration.
Yeah, yeah, she the tongue is penetrating.
No. She want the real thing.
Ew.
But we just, it's just a little deep, but. Maybe she wants. I don't know if she looks at it like that, but
the lesbians don't have. They can have dildos and all that stuff.
I know.
So what you want me to strap on?
Everything.
Hey,
while I'm sitting in this chair, put a strap on to get it in.
Hey, the other ain't working.
But look, I don't know how dildos or strap-ons work exactly, but I'm pretty sure it's another mechanism on the other side that's. Pleasuring,
yeah, that's what I'm
the
saying.
Other
you
girl.
Got
ain't
you
nothing
got
that ain't not. I don't got nothing to stick in,
right?
Yeah, you know I mean, ain't
she's
ain't
getting
no
the pleasure. She's getting the
what
pleasure.
What about me?
Well, you've been living without pleasure
thing?
This whole time.
Exactly, yours ain't
you
working.
Right.
Yours is strictly
well,
mental
you,
anyway. Because yours
gonna let
ain't
you
working.
Know
right.
Now, me personally, as a man, if my penis stop working, that's life over for me.
Well, you that's why kill she yourself? Probably saying no from the get go.
Probably. I don't know if I would kill myself, but I wouldn't. All right,
you taking it too deep.
I wouldn't
go
into no.
Dark.
Well, he said he was going deep.
What?
Sean did say he was going deep on it.
Yeah, but you just took it to a different level.
I'm just saying.
Like always.
Hey, that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
Get it from all angles.
Oh, I'm really looking for this picture.
Well, I mean, that's a tough situation, man.
It is.
I mean, it's got to be based off of love for real. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, because you could be at the point where, you know, you don't look at sex like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but once you, yeah.
I mean, but it's a lot you got to take in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a different level.
Oh, yeah. No question.
I mean, I don't know how I would approach it.
I know.
For real.
I know.
You don't even want to think about it.
I don't.
But back to Dave's ideal wife. She said that.
I told you that.
You don't have a type. So she can be any race.
That's another situation, too.
What's the situation?
As for, she has to be really, 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 really on point on the other race thing because that's a whole nother level as to where society and all this other
so
crap going
woke.
On that. It's not necessarily the woke thing as to where how much in danger am I and her. As I mean, you see on the news how certain interracial couples getting through some shit.
We are in 2019, brother.
That does not matter. Yes, and you, in 2019, how many people got shot up because they was black?
Okay.
Not because they were in an interracial relationship, though.
Okay, so you said
because they black.
That's not so being saying, black and being in an interracial relationship are two separate.
All right. The cops will treat you different. If you in they'll put even
so
more.
We narrowing it down.
I'm gonna give you.
Right, so you want somebody that's different.
A different race.
Because you talking about other races.
Races.
So you want somebody that's
you want
not
a different
black.
Races. Yeah, you narrowed it down.
All right, I'm confused.
Do you want a black woman?
Yeah, of course.
Or do you, I mean, are you open to the other side?
Other races.
That, well, that's why I said that's another problem. That's why I said she have to really, really catch me as where I'm in love, because that's a whole different level of. All right, I got to deal with all this society stuff and all this other stuff involved with that.
But I don't think you got to deal with society.
I mean,
sure you do. I'm gonna give you a prime example. As for this girl, she was dating a black dude. She got a kid by she got a half kid. She was living in Boston.
That's because it depends on where you live at too.
True.
That too.
It depends on.
I mean,
all right,
we in Virginia.
And Boston,
right, but I mean,
Boston, Virginia, they run the same.
You know how many interracial couples it is in Virginia?
There's a lot.
I see it every day. Like, these white women is loving these black men, and they out here just living their best life. And yeah, you may get some flack from it, but that's when you, like you said, the love has to be so strong.
But see, I was born and raised in North Carolina.
So it's a different kind of love down there.
So your mind state is different.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Exactly, because I seen jokers got hemmed up. Because some girl lied because of how I was in there. So that I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm worried about that.
Well, you can be worried about that with a black woman.
Not on that same level. You're not going to get as much time in jail as for, say for instance, a black woman lies about this and so forth. Look at the Antonio Brown thing.
She black.
That's my whole point. As for, they push it off like it's a civil thing. Now, if she was white.
No, the statute of limitations was up on that. So it was nothing they could do with that. They was going to charge him with that.
No, they said she didn't go to the police.
No, the first woman, the statute of limitations was up. And the second one, they're trying to charge him with right now. That's why the Patriots cut him. Or most likely why the Patriots cut him, because that case can be pushed in court and he can get in trouble for that.
So you pretty much saying you open to any race, but you're skeptical about being a white woman.
Well, almost any other race than black. Yeah, because
you don't get that much flack from any other race other than the white
and
the
black.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? Because you got some Asian jokers that and I mean, some Indian jokers when you go into the.
I ain't gonna fuck with you like that.
But and I feel like I don't know, just me. If I'm dating, if I were dating. I wouldn't give a damn.
I agree. I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If motherfucker fuck with me and my girl that I love and I'm a dad for that. You got that.
But Dave said that. Because Dave definitely said that. He said I have to think about if I have to really love this person for me to bring her out of society and be able to deal with whatever's coming my way.
Thank you, Daniel.
But you also you also said that you wouldn't even pursue the situation because
of the situation
of the fear that would happen. That's how you worded it. You worded it as if you wouldn't even pursue
you
the
got
situation.
What I said, right?
Yeah, I did. He definitely did.
Okay, so why would you put burrows on that man if it's something that came your way
and you love her?
Yeah. I don't care if she purple or green or whatever.
A alien.
That's why I said I was raised in North Carolina and
your whole mindset is different. Yeah,
exactly.
See,
I'll be honest with you. Now, when I was living in Maryland, it changed me a little bit.
Yeah,
it changed me a little bit. But then when I came back to Virginia, I got slapped back to reality.
Because you don't want to know why. It's deeper than here.
Exactly. That's my whole point. It's like North Carolina.
Yeah, it's deeper than here.
But I feel like even still down here, like at this point, it's just something you got to accept or not accept. Like
it takes time. It takes time. You know, just like I said, when I was in Maryland, it opened me up a little bit. Still, the only chick that I dated outside of the race was the ones that I was talking about that was from close to Guyana.
Oh, yes.
But you know the bad thing about race, period? You got good white people out here. You just got them bad people in any kind of race.
They're making it look bad
for the good people.
Just like police. It's a whole lot of good police, but it's the bad ones.
The bad ones are making it bad for the good ones.
That make it look bad.
Right.
Yeah.
I completely understand that,
but you
also,
could be we could be missing out on our future wife, mm-hmm.
regardless of what somebody else think, man. I mean, we gonna go through it.
All right, my question is this. All right, my next question is this. All right, have you ever met a white female, well, any other race that says they only deal with black men, not their own race?
Yeah. I got a child by one.
Is that?
Do you think a child by one?
Do you think she hate her own race?
No, she don't.
But she just said. She just said.
She said, "Oh,
she only date black men." So she's
white lady.
Huh?
Your child is with the white lady.
Yeah, I got two kids.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. My daughter, she mixed.
Okay, cool.
And she go through hell. Because she lived on the other side of Roanoke, and you know what I'm saying, down there in Hickville.
Yeah, Roanoke.
And you know, they give her hell.
Well, see, that's my whole point.
But you know what? It's something, and it's sad that she got to go through it, and her mother use her like she's a fucking puppet, because if she was over on this side, she get to experience different
all of it.
Culture.
All of it.
Yeah,
all of it. You know what I'm saying? She'll be able to blend in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Now you see down what there, I was talking about right, when I was right. raised in North Carolina.
Right. Right. Down there is just, she stands out. You
and
know what I'm saying?
I don't know, because all white people.
Right. And yeah. then, I mean, she live in Whitfield. And it's just
what
nothing.
Is that?
Yeah, all right. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
But now y'all get what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I got what you were saying.
No, we understand that. That makes yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah,
but it's just the way you worded it. It was like you wouldn't even attempt a relationship with
a
white woman.
But see, and then like me, I deal with people that deal with things different. Like my son's stepfather, he's white. He won't fuck with a white woman. If it ain't chocolate, he don't want it.
You see that's kind of.
But he
weird
don't let
nothing.
He don't care what nobody say or do or whatever.
You can't.
He ain't gonna let that stop him from fucking with them black.
What
women.
He want? What
but
he
it goes
want.
Back to yeah. my point. It's kind of weird as to where I'm gonna say this is the only race good.
And he
for
from
me.
Alabama.
So he definitely.
It seems like it's almost a fetish thing as to where he's saying, I don't find anybody attractive, not even my own race, just that other race.
But it's just something that he was. And he'll
it's just
tell
something
you.
He attracted to.
And his sister the same
I'm
way.
I'm just saying that's my
she
opinion.
Like black
that's
she
my
love
opinion.
Black man.
Yeah.
And she won't, I mean, I don't, since I've been knowing her since they came in my life, I ain't never seen her with a white man.
It seemed like that, to me, in my opinion, is like almost like a mental block as to where.
And see, that's why I tell my son.
For you, it's a mental block?
I feel you.
You see what I'm saying? As for, she basically saying all the other races ain't worth shit. Just this race is the only one for me. Where she was saying, and the way I'm thinking and understanding it is for all the whites, all the Indians, all the Hispanics, so none of them are attracted to me, only the black. You trying to get you, so you're not basically giving all the other races an even chance to come with. See what I'm saying? But I think something's wrong if you don't like your own race. If you don't find your own race attractive.
But she mixed. No.
No, he's talking about his girlfriend and your homeboy.
Yeah,
the only mess with black women. See what I'm saying?
My homeboy.
Something about that, but basically telling me they don't even like their own race.
No, I'm not even gonna say that. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That's my opinion. That's what I'm seeing.
But I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But you know what I see? What I see him? He's a real ass motherfucking person, and they ain't got color. They ain't got nothing to do with it.
It does. If he only dating black women,
he's no. That's his preference.
Yeah.
That's his preference. Thinking. That's what he likes.
That's so, just like somebody saying, oh, I'm only going to date dark-skinned women. If you like black women, I'm not going to date.
And I think
so
that's wrong.
I'm not. But why? That's somebody's preference.
No. I understand people's preference.
That'd be like,
but
so you,
that's so, basically what. All right, what I'm getting at as well, you can't find anybody else attractive.
But that's just their preference.
I mean, that's just the same thing for like if I.
That's like her. She said she only liked dudes with dreads.
But yet, she was willing to date you. You didn't have no dreads. See what I'm getting at?
Yeah, but
she found somebody other than.
But that's one time.
That's more of a thing, not necessarily a race.
Well, no. But the whole thing was preference.
Preference, yeah.
Exactly. He didn't have any dreads, but yet you found him attractive, and yet. See what I'm getting at?
But I couldn't see myself.
You were open
outside
you,
my race either.
And she always and she also said she was trying to put me in the friend zone. She wasn't trying to.
But yet
date me.
But that goes back to as to where she was still open. You know, Right. And that, and due time, she went.
Yeah. You can.
Well, that's because. See what I'm saying? Once she opened that Julian door, there was no choice.
You always got to go back to the extra.
I'm just letting you know.
But you, but like, my whole point is this. Yeah. We all have our preferences, but are we willing to open to get past our preferences?
Right.
So when you have your boy that only date black women, your girl that only date black men, she has a preference, but she's not open up to see if this other white dude or this other Indian dude or so and so.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't even gonna lie. I like fucking white women. it's not that. It's just my preference. I like white women. I like chocolate women. But I love white women. You know what I'm saying?
What about them, Sean?
Hey, what about them, man? Sometimes because I deal with them. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you know.
Hey, I know them. They exactly right. If I don't know nothing, I know white women. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's deep, Sean. Because you one of the ones I look out in the public be like, see what's up with that? Why he dating?
But
the white
why woman? I don't understand why people do that neither.
I don't, and that's just me being.
Don't understand why
people go out in public and see an interracial couple and be like, what they doing together? Because at this point,
right,
it's on TV, it's right. In public. Yeah. We have public figures that are mixed race. We got senators, right. Presidents.
I mean, you got it on your commercials.
It's literally everywhere. Like right. It's so. I don't know. I guess it's just because that's just the old way of thinking.
It's an old school way of thinking. Yeah.
And when it comes to me, I don't do color. I do real.
Yeah.
I do real.
Like, but you just said you prefer white women.
Well, that's just his preference.
I don't look at color, though. If it's real to me, I'm digging it.
If you vibing, yeah.
It's not necessarily, he's saying he's not necessarily going out just looking for white girls, women.
Yeah.
But.
I like
when he gets a white girl, he enjoys it. That's what he enjoys more.
That part.
Yeah.
So are you also in? So you're what? So what? After all that, you are willing to be open minded when it comes to race.
I told you that in the beginning. It's just more of she has to really, I guess, turn me out or whatever.
Oh God.
I don't want to say people. I guess people saying turn out is the wrong way.
Yeah,
as for she has to have something really special in order for me to all right. I got to take it to this other level. All right, right. She's worth the extra, you know what I'm saying? Because I know if I have a black woman with me, it ain't going to be all that extra. Like you said, where people questions say, well, why that? Yeah, stuff, questions and all that. It's more work and so forth. Because like I said, I was born and raised in North Carolina.
I get it.
Well, and I'm going to go ahead and speak a little bit on my joint.
Because like you now, know, because you got firsthand.
But now I deal with the black girl. You know what I'm saying? Because
now she black. Okay.
No. My girl.
Now?
The one the 7-year one, we back together. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean because the simple fact, I got tired. I don't do the chasing and all that. You know what I'm saying? I not speak my mind in anything I do with any female. I say what it is. If you don't like it,
get the dough.
Get the dough. Because guess what?
That's gonna I don't be need, me every
but
day.
You know what? And it was on my mind earlier, and God just put it back on my spirit right now. Mm. I always thought that I needed a female to make me complete. And my God that I serve, said
it's a train. Is it a train?
It sound like a cat.
No, that sound like a fart.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Oh,
I know
that was
somebody's
chest. I thought
you were sucking your teeth at first.
I was listening to it. I'm like, what?
Yeah. All right.
That. Sorry, Sean. Continue on.
But anyway, I was saying, I always thought I needed a female to make me complete. You know what I'm saying?
Understood.
But the God that I serve, he's a jealous God. He was like, no. So that's why I'm at where I'm at now. I don't need a female to do anything of for course. Me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why with the girl that I deal with now, she hates who I am because I give her the real and she just still can't take it. You know what I'm saying?
But this is the one you went back to at the 7.
The 7 years.
What made you go back to her?
I think God has something in store for us. You know what I'm saying?
How long has
it been
in between?
The thing about it, why waste time with something else out there? When I already invested 7.
Right, but you left for a reason.
Why deal with that?
But
because, you know what I'm saying? He keeps bringing it back in my circle.
So do you feel like it was right to come back? Do you feel like it's a different? Because how long has it been in between when you left and to when you came back?
It was several months when I was dating.
Okay. Yeah. So it ain't been that long.
Hold up. So y'all might be in this relationship just to probably teach her something, or for you to learn that, okay, this ain't gonna work no more. Maybe I should never come back.
But the thing again, remember I told you we've been knowing each other all our life in high school and all that. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm
saying?
So
y'all more friends than anything.
Like I told you earlier, we got to build some type of foundation. Mm-hmm. We might be still building a foundation. You see what I'm saying? Because he keep bringing her back in my life. It's not my circle, but my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I still.
Or you could be being tested.
But you know what? I don't sugarcoat anything with her. I tell her what I got to tell her.
And you said she don't like that. Right?
And she don't like, guess what? I don't give a fuck.
But yeah, she's still coming back though, right?
But most people don't like you when you tell them the truth, to be honest.
Hey, let's be honest with you. Yeah. I mean, what is that old saying? The truth hurts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Some people can't handle the truth.
And you know, and like I tell them, man, don't doubt. I don't doubt what she can do. I know she's a female. She can go out there and get a man. But she shouldn't doubt what I can do either.
Right. But you're not in that mindset with her like that, right?
I'm too old for it.
Because I say, we don't have time to be playing
games. I'm too old
for
that.
Because we're not getting in nothing to be.
I'm too old for it.
Playing, going back
and forth. I'm too old for it.
Yeah.
Too old.
And that's what I was saying when Dave, earlier in the first recording, when you kept saying, when we mentioned an age about maturity and stuff, you know, when you are dating at 28, you're kind of like, just you know that you have to grow with that person. When you come in at somebody at 45 years old, look, this is black and white. This is what we going to do. Either you with it or you not. Period.
Period.
I mean, do you agree with that? Like,
I don't know because you can still.
Because I'm going to say, when you're 28, you're like, all right, not saying we got time, but you're like, okay, you know, I know that I'm not the most mature right now. I know we got some growing to do. You know, I'm willing to work with you to kind of, but at 45 years old, I don't have time. Like, this is what it is. Either you're going to be with it or you're going to get lost, and that's just going to be the bottom line.
It's also a new experience type thing as for...
Oh, my bad, Sean. True.
It's also a new experience thing because certain things you experienced at 16, 28, 45, and so forth that people still haven't experienced at 75.
Just imagine at 45 you re-explaining yourself.
My whole thing is this. At age, things is what people... hung up, and people are not paying attention to the mentality of maturity.
I mean, I understand that, but age still plays a factor. Like, I'm not finna be playing games with you at 45 years old when I am, especially for a female who don't have no kids, I'm not finna be playing. Oh, you know, at that point in your life, you're looking at things totally different. Like, you're looking for a person that you're totally, it's not gonna be the same thing as if you was 28 years old. You know what I mean? I'm looking at things totally different. So, regardless of maturity or not, I think age does play a factor in what you're willing to put up with, mm-hmm. and kind of what you're bringing to the table. Because 28 and 45, that's like 90
days. That's a big difference.
That's a big jump.
You got certain people that's old as hell at 28.
Hey, but not only that, at your age right now, you established.
Right, you already got
what
you
need. You're fucking established. You know what I'm saying? So you shouldn't want to play no game. You should say, this is what I'm looking for.
That's it.
And here it is. If you don't like it, don't waste my time.
Gather your things.
You know what I'm saying?
Point. Y'all don't
have time. I was saying that back at 28.
But you ain't got to put no color on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely understand what you're saying, Dave, but I just, thinking about me, I'm just like, 28-year-old relationship and 45, if I never met Julian and it's like me at 45, it would be a whole nother nothing. Like, I would have zero tolerance.
I'm going to tell you right now, in your shoes, at 28, right now where you at 45, I done had women in all the rooms in this motherfucker, and I would be married by now 10 times 10, because for real, you are an established black man at 45. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to, but I know why. It's too many games. That's why you shouldn't play games with anybody. Say what it is and keep it moving.
True.
Real talk. And like I say, you ain't got to put no color on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Use a real established black man, and you don't find many black men out here at your age doing the shit you doing right now. Real talk.
Word.
Real
up.
Talk.
Word. Yeah, Dave.
Okay.
What Sean said.
Okay.
With that being said, if y'all trying to drop numbers for Dave so he can call y'all.
Wait, what's your age range? Are you willing to date? Do you want to date younger, your age, older?
I mean, it goes back to what I was saying before. Oh, it goes with a vibe.
A vibe. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But what type of vibe are you looking for?
You don't know.
That's what I just asked you.
That's what I say. I don't know.
You gotta know what the vibe you gotta know.
You know whether or not you feel it. That's why she. That's how she had a vibe with you. Okay. Right. She didn't know that vibe until she got with you.
Okay. So and
see my point.
But she also had an idea of
she wanted a dread dude, and your ass ain't dreaded.
Well,
but I knew that when I saw his date.
I'm about to see. Well, she seen my picture and sent me a message and knew I wasn't a dread.
You had that vibe as well. I want to pursue this even more, right?
I'd like to bring up a little something, too. Now, in our last episode, we talked about the time zone is different.
Mm-hmm.
If we not going out no more to the clubs and getting that action that we want. It's all about social media.
Right.
So all I'm saying is how you want to approach it. Which way you need to approach it?
What you fall as far as like dating?
Bringing. How you gonna get that joint here?
Well,
how you gonna get it to the house?
Yeah, like I said, when I'm out and about
at Walmart,
stores, or if I go to, I don't go out to the bars or whatever like I used to when
but
I was
don't
in
even
Maryland.
Want no bras like that?
It ain't the same.
But remember what I said. The ones that I met,
were
with the. Party and yada type thing. If I go to the bar and so forth, it's almost for a sporting event.
Yeah.
If I can't get it on my TV, I'm gonna go to the bar.
If you're looking for a date, you got to go upscale, man. You got to do the big time shit, man. Where they doing wine and all that. All
I feel like you got like a bougie mentality a little bit, Dave.
You like bougie?
No.
Not like bougie to where, I mean, bougie doesn't have to be stuck up. I'm bougie, but I'm very humble. Like
very
I have
bougie.
A like I, but I mean, it's like you have to almost have like kind of a. You're not going to just take no hood rat.
Yeah.
So, right. So, that's kind of like a, you know, you're going to have somebody that needs some class. You're going to have to do, like you said, those upscale.
But what
What if you find somebody that's like a little ratch, but you see potential.
No, ain't nobody want no ratchet female.
You see potential
ain't
in
ain't no
her,
potential because David don't got time to be raising nobody's child. He just said that.
But,
what you going to do with a hood
rat? What if she ready to bring a little something to the table, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if she's on that verge of changing her life around and Dave, like.
Dave don't got time
y'all,
to be
y'all notice
nobody
what I've been saying the whole time, right?
You don't have time for that.
It goes by a certain vibe.
But you don't have time to be changing nobody.
And I can't put a definition on the vibe that I get. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Like I said, you go out and you see beautiful women all the damn time. But certain beautiful women got a damn vibe as you want to stay the hell away from.
Okay. So you say you got to feel a certain vibe. And we also talked about like people lying on Instagram. What if that vibe isn't authentic? Like what
if
that's
the only way I'm going to find out. If I'm going to sit there and say, well, I got a good vibe, but I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go with that vibe because I ain't going to get that vibe but so often.
So what if you get that vibe from somebody off of regular social media? That's the same thing.
Yeah, he don't have no social media.
But I'm saying he's against social media for that fact.
I wouldn't say I'm against it. It's just that I'm not. All right, to me,
it's different.
To me, social media for what I want to do is going to be an advertisement for my business.
Right. Yeah, because that's what it's social networking, really.
Yeah,
it's not really social media.
But
people
I'm
have
not gonna,
just expanded it.
Yeah, they just make it
exactly
make it a news platform for your life. That's what people made it.
So that's what in my mindset is. As for when I first moved up here when I was in Maryland, yeah, I was on, like we talked about it before, I was on the chat line talking video. I had just older videos,
old
yada, yada, yada. Yeah, the old school. Well, hell, it was back then. I moved up here in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have that.
I was
that many
in high school.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was my first year of high school.
45, so.
You know. That was my first year of high school, 03. I ain't getting no girls.
All right, next, Dave. Continue to.
I was whack.
No, I mean, pretty much said it as well.
You was whack, too.
That was cool, though,
they called
Dave.
You just fake
it. I can't wait. Like I can't wait till you feel that vibe. When you feel that vibe, I'm going to be so excited. I'm like, Dave felt the vibe.
If you feel that vibe, man, you ain't going to be able to hold yourself,
dog.
I
know. I'm going to be so excited. You're going
to
be so
you about
so
to
happy.
Grab a bar, dang, oh, and then, like, I ain't letting you go.
They ain't gonna, he ain't going to let us over here no more.
You're right. We're going to be like, new location.
Hey, can't come over. Well, I can't be with her if she don't accept my friends or so forth.
Well, nah. Well, you, but I mean, ain't nothing wrong with you. I say they can come over all the time.
I don't know about that.
Nah.
I don't know about
no,
that.
No, you, I mean. Of course, it's compromise
in every
relationship. But also, she know what I was doing in before.
Of course.
So you'll give up your friend. You would give up your girl for your friends.
No, that's whack.
I'm about to say I couldn't do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that happened. But
you
it depends upon.
You said compromise too.
I said it's a negotiation slash compromise.
Yeah.
And like when I said in the very beginning. how much of the negative outweighs the positive.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you. I drop a friend in a second.
The new era, man. If you ain't interacting out there on that social media shit, you ain't gonna find nothing out there.
And on top of that,
because even you right though, because even like. Y'all don't do it, but all the people y'all ages, that's what they're doing.
The cougars and all that out there.
They too busy. Or they feel they too busy with everyday life to go out every day. So that's easy and accessible.
And I'm going to tell you something that I learned about a female. A female want to know if a man is smart.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's why I hate this fucking social media, because I don't like interacting. I'm like you. I want to see your body. I want to see you.
Physically,
right, and then with the social media, they want all you doing is texting. They want to see if you.
But y'all act educated. Like y'all can't meet up in person. Is the person in Africa somewhere? Why y'all can't just meet up? Like if y'all meet online, okay, that same day, same week, once y'all talk, y'all can meet up at a restaurant.
Because ain't a whole lot of real females like yo. Because I'd be like yo, I don't do this texting bullshit. This do that.
No, it's more than you think.
But then why can't you just?
It's more than you think.
Why you just can't be open to like? If
well,
I ain't
gotta do that no more.
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I just proved to you I'm willing to do that if I
was
on the chat.
So you're willing to like to
if I was on the chat.
Right. So you can be like,
that's the same thing as social media though.
Well, that's my whole thing. I'm open to that.
Yeah.
Y'all automatically blending me in with what Sean's saying.
No.
You said you don't want no social media. You said you don't like social media. So that's what I'm basing it on.
But
in the last episode.
But if you're open to
do your drunken rant, you might not remember.
Hey, I'm guilty. I ain't gonna front. I repeated myself. Yeah. And y'all put me in check. I was tipsy as hell.
But Dave said that he is willing. So if you're willing to be open. So
I got somebody for you.
No,
you don't, because I just told you I don't do hookups.
He wants to do his own vibe. We're not hooking him up with anybody.
Well, we can make it his own vibe.
No, he needs to fill it for himself.
We could just put
I told you I ain't
the female in the situation
where you run across him.
Yeah.
Well,
if that's how you want to meet him. If you just don't.
Nope.
But like, Dave, I need you at Walmart at 5:55.
Hey, check this out.
Just put them in the room.
My friend got a friend. Got a friend.
Yeah.
It's still a hookup.
And no, it ain't. She established
but
too.
What's
wrong with that's it? But it's
she
not.
She established
but
too.
But it's not even a hookup because you're literally just introducing two people that don't know each other.
But the only thing, the only
like a blind date,
right? Dave, the only thing that she want.
What is she legit?
She want a kid or maybe two, which you don't.
No, that ain't gonna happen at 45.
Why not?
I'll be stroking.
But you established
at 18 years old. How old will I be?
Dave,
thank you.
Wait, what happened?
Let's calculate. If at 18 years, if he is
at
a child,
45,
and 18,
9, 4, 13, and 1 is 63.
He gonna be 62.
That's old as hell going to a damn high school graduation.
You know how old James Brown was when he was busting ass? He had a kid
and
at like
how
70.
How old has James Brown and be in jail with all his shit going on too?
He ain't in jail. He did. Well,
but
I said Ben.
But that's a good thing about life, Ben. Dave. If God is able to give you them years, you supposed to don't even look at numbers. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't want no kids? No
too
more.
Late.
It's too never late. Too late.
You can have a little. You can
no
have
kids.
Some
babies. Right, I don't want kids.
Okay.
How about that? I don't
period.
Want kids.
Period.
How about that? And plus, majority of the women at our age already got kids anyway.
Right.
So you just rather
so,
raise somebody
so is
else's
she already,
babies?
So no, he already.
You don't care about. You don't care about like your
that.
Lineage or nothing
don't
like
that. Want
that.
You don't want nobody to carry your seed.
It's never too late to start your lineage.
I'm not interested.
And
how
he don't
want to
be nobody's daddy at 68.
How about,
walking
thank you, Daniel.
It's nothing wrong with that, though.
No. Damn it. Danielle's the only one to hit me on this damn podcast.
But what's wrong with somebody carrying your
I didn't say what was wrong. Ain't he nothing just, wrong with it. I don't want
but
it.
But in his brain, he just doesn't want it. If it thank happens, you. It happens. It like if he may up around
is it
and
because
like,
you're selfish?
Oh. I mean, if that's the way you see it.
No, I'm just asking.
And I'm.
Because some people, some people don't have kids because they selfish. They,
if that's how you see it, yeah.
But I don't think.
But I'm asking you.
I don't think that's Dave's situation.
Exactly.
I think it's more like. I understand what you're saying about the age thing being a different. Like it's not like he has somebody that he's about to go knock up right now tonight, and he's 45. Like he ain't even found a person yet. So when is he gonna find that person? You know what I mean? Well. So it's like. In his brain, you have to pretty much like kind of tell yourself like at this point it
I'm
is.
Put it to
it
you
is.
This way:
I'm 45 and I got two grandbabies that they mine, and I'm gonna raise them.
Okay.
They say fuck that.
Anyway, like I was saying, back then when I was dating certain women, I could tell they would use this child against me. Yeah. More see like what I'm saying? Like that's why I say, no, I can't have that.
What you mean use it against you?
Like a pawn. Like,
yeah, exactly.
These damn like, women you date, exactly. Ain't no damn good, man.
Well, like, that's dropping their kids off?
Dog, they didn't fuck you
like
up,
like, child support. Like, oh, exactly. I'm about to hit you up with child support. You doing that, Sean?
Yeah.
Your kids grown, right?
My son is, but I'm still paying for my daughter.
Yeah, you stress the hell out too.
I mean, that's part of it.
That's life.
But you know what?
Exactly.
But the kid ain't actually be here.
Yeah,
you know? I understand that.
But
hey,
that's why he ain't
no
gonna
doubt.
Start the trend. He gonna just not even do it all together.
I feel him. I feel you, Dave.
I feel you, Dave. For real, I do. Yeah, I feel you.
Because I'm sitting here. I feel you, though.
Because if I was that,
that's why you gotta work all this overtime and you gotta find that extra work and so forth. But
that's why they made condoms though.
Exactly. That's why I ain't got no damn kids.
That's why he's been good.
That's why I ain't got no kids. But my point is this. Have you ever noticed, like, the older people as happy as hell when they damn kids got the hell out the house? And they recycling. They basically leave, that's the old saying, the life is a cycle.
I'm thoroughly excited.
It is. So when they at that age, they living it up. You know, I can live my retirement.
Okay.
So
you pretty much got your joint mapped
so
out.
So you selfish.
No, he ain't selfish. What is
like I said, I let Julian think. All right, he got one thing life, I know is about he got when speaking with people, I'll sit there and tell you all that I want to, and you still have your own opinion.
But Julian, what does selfish have to do with him not wanting kids?
You can continue to ask Julian all you want to, but I already know what he's telling me.
He just said, I don't want to work overtime. I don't want to have to go through this. I don't want to have to go through that.
He was saying back in the day when he was dealing with females, he felt that they was going to trap him.
Right.
Now he's at a different point in his life. He is 45 years old. Don't nobody got time
so
for that.
So he's scarred.
You already said, even for yourself, you even said yourself that after, if we ain't got to have whatever kids we ain't got by 32, we done. Because you don't want
to
be an old daddy.
Had to, though.
But I'm saying, if we didn't have none, you think we'd be having some at 45 years old?
And on top of that, it goes back to that social thing. It goes back to that social thing that we was talking about. As the way you just trying to pressure me, calling me selfish. As the way I don't have no kids.
No, I'm not. I agree with you being selfish at 45 and not wanting kids.
But why are we using the word selfish?
Because that's the word to describe it.
But it's not.
I'm not saying it in a negative light. Like,
but selfish
is a negative light.
When I think about somebody being selfish, that's because you're selfish and
you're right.
Exactly. So that's what you're saying. So, but when I think about stuff, I think about that in a negative way. So I don't think that we should use that word.
I don't think of it as negative.
Yeah, because
sometimes you got to be selfish. You do. You know it.
I'm not a selfish person, so I don't know what that means.
Well, that's because you're different.
Yeah, I'm different, so I don't know.
But you got to be selfish. Niggas take advantage, so you got to be selfish.
That's that city mentality that you got going on right now. So, anyways.
Well, this has been very interesting.
This was fun. It was fun.
And the time is up.
Is it up?
It's up already.
An hour?
An hour has been up.
Damn.
Yeah, we at 57.
Yep. Okay. All right. Exactly. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah. And until next time.
Before you cut off, I forgot to do it the last episode, and I let y'all rock through the whole episode. We definitely have to shout out everybody who's been supporting us.
Thank you. You
can catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Now I just got the email. We're on iHeartMusic. So everybody check us out.
And I just want to say one thing to everybody that's checking us out. We love y'all. And
we
keep
love
on.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No doubt.
We appreciate y'all. Keep on supporting.
Yay, yay.
Tell other people about us so they can support too.
Tell your friends.
And we take all comments, negative or positive.
Definitely. Tell us how you feel. We want to know.
For real.
Tell us if we trash.
Yeah. So we can work on this stuff.
Right. I want to know.
I completely understand.
I need to know.
When you tell us that you trash, we want to know why we are trash. Though.
Positive feedback.
Right. No, it don't necessarily got to be positive.
But positive feedback constructive feedback.
Yeah, constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Right.
It's always welcome.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Because we just starting.
Exactly.
We don't know.
We learning this.
We don't know what we doing for real.
Right.
But we love y'all, though.
We love you. One.
All right, thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Bye.
boobies.